Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. I've got a new commentary that's coming out, very provocative, very controversial. I don't think it should be. I think if you have a brain, you'll listen to it and go, hey, that sounds about right. I think Wayne Root's hit the nail on the head. And the light bulb goes off in your head, right? Because you know I'm right when you hear it. But it's obviously provocative because I don't hear anybody else saying or questioning whether China purposely sent COVID our way. You know, first they all said it wasn't man-made. It was from a wet market. It was from a bat to human transmission. Nobody would agree it was man-made. Now everyone kind of universally agrees it's man-made. And yet nobody's willing to say, was it sent on purpose? Who says it got out by mistake? Why would I believe that? Here's my commentary that's coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country. I know what China did to us. It's time to call out the most evil act of mass murder since Hitler, Stalin, and China's Mao Zedong. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. Check the records. Check the archives of my national radio show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Check my hundreds of newspaper columns and online commentaries. I said from day one, from early March 2020, as we knew a deadly pandemic was headed our way, that this China flu, a.k.a. COVID-19, was man-made in a Chinese biowarfare lab in Wuhan. I also reported it appeared likely Dr. Anthony Fauci had used American taxpayer money to fund the creation of COVID-19. And I predicted we were experiencing a massive cover-up by China, the Chinese Communist Party, the WHO, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC. Simply because they'd all be on the hook for $10 trillion in damages. They were all in on it. Suddenly, everyone is admitting this deadly pandemic is most probably man-made from a Chinese biowarfare lab. Welcome to my world. So since my gut about the origins of the China flu was right on the money for 15 months now, while everyone else was blind, deaf, and really dumb, what else am I right about? Is it possible my second prediction is on the money too? Because I've said all along, this was no mistake. This was no coincidence. This wasn't bad fortune. This was, from day one, a purposeful attack on the United States by China. In my opinion, there were only two possibilities to why and how this pandemic happened. Either way, China is guilty of the worst act of mass murder since Hitler, Stalin, and China's Mao Zedong. First, behind door number one, it's possible the China flu virus escaped out of a Wuhan biowarfare lab. But that's not an accident. China developed this as a biowarfare weapon of mass destruction. Even if it got out by accident, they're responsible for the deaths of millions. But it's much worse than that. Once it was out and Chinese officials knew, they made the deadly decision to let thousands of infected Chinese fly to America and other Western countries to spread the pandemic worldwide. They clearly believed in Rahm Emanuel's famous saying, never let a crisis go to waste. But the choice behind door number two is even more evil. Did China purposely send this biowarfare weapon of mass destruction to America to end the trade war and, as a bonus, destroy us, our economy, and President Trump all in one? I mean, I think the answer to that is yes, right? I think so. My gut says look behind door number two. I believe this was a purposeful attack upon America. I don't believe it was a mistake or a coincidence. Look at the timing. Look at what China achieved. It's hard to even believe. This pandemic just happened to wipe out Trump's economy, the greatest economy in modern history. Overnight, America went from prosperity to what amounted to a Great Depression. The stock market collapsed. Millions of small businesses were closed. Millions of Americans lost their jobs and a large portion of their life savings. We added trillions of dollars in debt to pay for the stimulus, bailouts, and welfare needed to prop up the economy, and we still are. We still are spending that money. Many of the structural problems from the China flu pandemic remain. Supply chains are destroyed. Massive hyperinflation is here. Gas prices, food prices, home prices, ammo prices are through the roof. The middle class is decimated. America's famous work ethic has been destroyed. We have a massive worker shortage. No one wants to work anymore. Under Trump, we had reestablished our economic dominance in the world, and now it's all reversed. Guess who's back in the driver's seat? China. The China flu pandemic changed everything. It allowed Democrats to cheat, rig, and steal a presidential election with millions of mail-in ballots, no voter ID, no signature verification, ballot harvesting, and ballots counted days after the election was over. Suddenly, Biden was president, a man I believe is clearly owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. His first day as president, Biden showed his cards by banning the use of the word China flu. Really? Suddenly, the trade war is over and forgotten. The borders are wide open, and China is making hundreds of billions of dollars from human trafficking, sex trafficking, and the manufacture of fentanyl and opioids smuggled across a porous border. The U.S. military's number one objective isn't fighting China. It's protecting gay and transgender rights. And BLM flags are flying at U.S. embassies. This is China's greatest dream. The debate is over. Of course China developed COVID-19 in a biowarfare lab as a weapon of mass destruction. The question to investigate now is, did they send it our way purposefully? Either way, I believe China is guilty of the worst act of mass murder since Hitler, Stalin, and China's Mao Zedong. That's my column that's coming out on Sunday, and I don't think it's controversial. I know, of course, Democrats and the communist media will tell me it's controversial, but it's not, and they'll say it's a conspiracy theory, and they'll say I'm nuts, even though they were wrong about everything, including the China flu, and I was right about everything, including the China flu. Look at my track record, my God. Everything I predicted on this show happened for 6 years. But what's controversial about saying, gee, look at the beneficiary and then look back. Look at the beneficiary of all this. It's China. And look back at who gained and therefore who would have had a reason to do this. Is this any different than a detective investigating a murder? Of course not. It's absolutely insane what's happened to our country and how everything has turned around. It was all great and it was all rosy and it was all rose-colored glasses and it was all Trump winning, winning, winning. And China losing, losing, losing. And all of a sudden, the exact opposite comes true after a disease comes out of nowhere and attacks the United States of America and every Western nation. And we all lose trillions and millions of jobs and millions of small businesses and pretty much every restaurant gone. And China's back in the driver's seat and they elect their guy as president. Who, whenever there's an issue to decide, he rules in favor of China, not America. I mean, if you're not an idiot, you'd have to be a complete idiot to not think there's some chance that China did this purposely. But as I pointed out masterfully in my column, whether they did it purposely or whether once it was out of that lab, which they purposely developed a biowarfare weapon of mass destruction, it's still mass murder. They still owe us $10 trillion. But after they let it out of that Frankenstein, that Chinese Frankenstein got out of the lab, even if it was by mistake, at that point they made a conscious decision to follow Rahm Emanuel's philosophy, never let a crisis go to waste. They said, my God, it's gotten out. Lots of Chinese people are going to die. Let's make sure everyone dies all over the world and people lose their jobs all over the world and economies collapse all over the world and we could turn this to something good. And then if anybody tries to blame us, make sure Fauci, who funded it, defends us and says, no, it came from bats. Came from a wet lab. It's got nothing to do with China. Make sure the WHO defends us. Make sure the CDC defends us. Make sure the media defends us. Make sure social media defends us and bans from social media anybody who mentions either a stolen election or China flu or the China flu sent here purposely. I mean, when you hear this story laid out, you've got to understand how bad things are. Right? And this report is just out. You know, at this moment, Chinese defector confirms COVID-19 was man-made in a laboratory, and that's why the Obama-Biden gang has changed its narrative surrounding the origins of COVID-19. You know, over the past half month, it says there was a sudden change in the reporting related to the Chinese coronavirus. Dr. Fauci's emails were released, and the Biden administration and the medical leadership and the government suddenly were willing to explore the narrative that the coronavirus is made in a lab. Now we know why. Adam Housley tweeted that he's being told the increased pressure on the scientific community to be open to and review the theory that the China coronavirus is made in a laboratory in recent days is due to a defector with intimate knowledge bringing intel to the U.S. that the coronavirus was leaked from a lab in Wuhan. Corrupt FBI Director Wray didn't know right away because lower-level FBI agents wanted to make sure they got all they needed before telling him. Note that those in the FBI do not trust Director Wray, so they kept this from him as long as possible. So Adam Housley says, my sources believe it was out in August of 2019. The belief of my sources is it was allowed to spread so the economic impact and overall impact wouldn't be just on China. See, I hit the home run. I didn't know this story till just now when I was done with my column. I went to this website, my favorite website, the Gateway Pundit, and this story is starring on the Gateway Pundit. They sent it out, and that was, you know, probably always what happened. It got out of the lab, and then at that point, they had to try and mitigate the loss to make the whole world suffer so it wouldn't be just China suffering and plunge everyone into economic collapse. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go long log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button, watch a masterclass, and then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root with you here on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Asset Strategies, make no mistake about it, as I told you in my opening commentary, inflation is here. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up dramatically. New home prices up dramatically. Old home prices up dramatically. Commodities prices up dramatically. Food prices up dramatically. Restaurants hiking their every item on their the price of every item on their menu. Inflation, the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation, the number one killer of your current standard of living. The number one killer of your retirement. The number one killer of when you die, the estate you leave your kids. Can you imagine if you left your kids like $1 million, your house, your assets? You worked your whole life, and what you got left is $1 million. That's pretty good. And then inflation comes along, and $1 million is like, you know, a cup of coffee. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. How do you do that? With gold and silver, for my listeners only. They're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Or anything else you want in the world of gold, silver, platinum, palladium, precious metals, rare coins. Call them today at 800-831-0007. Tell them Wainwright sent you. You will get the best deal on the planet Earth on anything you order through ASI Asset Strategies International. 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. So, you know, when you start hearing things like China saying, if you try and investigate the origins of COVID-19, we're going to prepare for nuclear war against America. You know, I ran out of space in my commentary, but what does that mean to you? Why are they so afraid? Isn't it possible that maybe, just maybe, the reason they're so afraid is that they know what they did. And then you hear about a Chinese official at a Chinese official at a Chinese event inside China, and the video leaks out, and she says, "We punished America. We put them in their place with the COVID-19. She said, literally, "We sent it to destroy America. They were so high and mighty, and we knocked them down." I'm paraphrasing. That's basically what she said. And then the former CDC chief said, "I didn't expect death threats from fellow scientists over the lab leak theory." I mean, it's really just amazing. Former CDC director Robert Redfield, not Robert Redford, that's Sundance in Sundance, Utah. Robert Redfield is a CDC director under Trump. He got death threats for suggesting publicly that it leaked from a lab. It was not from a wet market, from bats. And this all came out. Vanity Fair is very liberal, right? A months-long Vanity Fair investigation, interviews with more than 40 people, a review of hundreds of pages of U.S. government documents, including internal memos, meeting minutes, email correspondence, found that conflicts of interest stemming in part from large government grants supporting controversial virology research hampered the U.S. investigation into COVID-19's origin at every step. In one State Department meeting, officials seeking to demand transparency from the Chinese government say they were explicitly told by colleagues not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology's gain-of-function research because it would bring unwelcome attention to U.S. government funding of it. Wow. So, I mean, it's just become a fact now. We funded the creation of this Frankenstein, this Chinese Frankenstein. You know, and by the way, this is not a knock on Chinese people or anything. I'm Jewish, and all I ever eat is Chinese food, right? That's a known thing. Jewish people love Chinese food. I guess it was a tradition born because on Christmas and Christmas Eve and Christmas, if you were in a place like New York or Philadelphia or Boston, there was only one thing you could eat. The only restaurants open were Chinese restaurants. And Jews weren't celebrating Christmas. They had nothing to celebrate on that day. So they wanted to go eat, and they ate Chinese. They started to love it. It became a habit. And I've been going to Chinese restaurants my whole life. I love the Chinese people. I love their food. I love their culture. I love their history. Nothing bad about American Chinese. But if this was a Chinese menu, I'm telling you, it would be behind number A and behind number B. You know, A and B in the Chinese menu. A is it got out by mistake, but then they sent it our way and let their people board planes. And B, it didn't get out by mistake. It got out on purpose. Those are the two things in menu A and menu B. And I'm telling you right now that I'm onto something here. And I just saw a poll. A majority of Americans believe COVID came from a Wuhan lab. And a quarter of all Americans believe it was released on purpose. A new poll finds. Again, I didn't see this before I wrote my column. I'm just looking over things as I'm doing this show. I love to go to Zero Hedge, Gateway Pundit, Breitbart. Brand new poll just out. A lot of people believe in it.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is closely monitoring a pair of Iranian ships that may be headed to Venezuela. It's unclear if the ships are carrying weapons. Iran and Venezuela are allies and have been the subjects of stiff American sanctions. President Biden will not be reluctant about raising certain issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the briefing.
I don't think we're setting this up to be a meeting where there is going to be, an outcome that resolves every issue or every challenge in our relationship.
Republicans on Capitol Hill criticizing the Biden administration for waiving sanctions on a Russian pipeline to Germany. Facebook banning former President Trump until 2023 when they'll revisit their decision. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. This segment of the show sponsored by the War Raw Podcast. Allen Root, because not only is there a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcast now, but there is a great podcast that I do for the weekends, which is about my top 10 news stories of the week for conservatives and Trumpers and libertarians and Republicans and patriots and taxpayers and deplorables. If you fall into any of those groups, anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. How do you get it? It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. I do my best Casey Kasem imitation. He had America's Top 40. I do America's Top 10 for conservatives, and I just ramble. I mean, I just go. Sometimes it might be a Top 20. It's whatever I think are the news stories of the week that you cannot miss, you cannot avoid, you cannot ignore. And so have some great stuff going. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Got a great guest for you, Jim Hansen, a U.S. Army Special Forces veteran, author of the new book, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Let's hope that we never have a second Civil War, and if we do have one, I hope we never fire a shot. So I think I'm in agreement with the next author on pretty much everything. Jim Hansen, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
With you, Wayne.
So, I know a majority of Republicans believe the American way of life may need to be saved by force, and obviously the left is pursuing force as we speak. I've never seen anything like it. The left hates us. A great example of that today is Facebook saying Trump is banned for the next 2 years. I've never, even in a communist country, I've never heard of anything like this. This is, they're daring us to have a revolution or a civil war. How can you shut up the former president of the United States? He's not allowed to talk because you don't like his politics. How is this America anymore, and is this leading to an actual civil war? Where are we at, Jim Hansen?
I think we are far closer than we ever should have gotten, and let's all be frank, we're losing. We on the right, we the patriots, we the people who believe in liberty and the founding principles of this country, we're behind. We weren't playing the game that the left was, and thus far, they have taken over the media, as in social media, as you mentioned. They've taken over the education system, and they're teaching our kids to hate this country. They've taken over the permanent bureaucracy of this country, so they've got the levers of power in their hands, no matter who's in charge politically, and they've been using that against us, and it's time for our team. This is really our last chance to beat them at the constitutional game so that we don't have to end up in a much more dangerous situation.
Right, but they don't care about the Constitution. I mean, let's face it. You know, is it constitutional to ban Donald Trump from speaking on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and not just Donald Trump, but all his supporters? Wayne Root, the guy you're talking to, Jim Hansen, was banned for life by Twitter because I dared to ask questions about the election and state that I believe some bad things happened. It's just too much to believe. It took me, I don't know, I think 12 or 15 years to build 155,000 fans at Twitter, and in 1 minute they just snapped their finger and stole it all from me and said, sorry, you have no right to talk to your fan base of 155,000, you're finished. And that's it. I can't talk to them anymore. Who would believe this was possible in America?
Well, you said it. They don't believe in the Constitution. They believe the Constitution is just an impediment to the imposition of state power. They are some flavor of socialists, whether they're Marxists or Maoists. It doesn't really matter. They call it wokeness now because socialism is busted as a brand. But basically, they don't believe that people make the decisions that they want them to make, so they want the state to have control to stop us from doing things they don't like. And they're using the power of private industry, which now has a monopoly over our, you know, shared information space, to do things like shut you up on Twitter. You know, they do pretty close to that to me on Twitter, and I think it's time for all of us to fight back against this. And that's a lot of what the book is about. Is what are they doing and what can we do to counter it?
And, you know, look, if you had told me a few years ago that they were going to pack the Supreme Court, They were going to make Puerto Rico a state, Washington, D.C. a state. Heck, they'll make Guam a state, and they'll make it impossible for us to ever win again. They'll pass H.R. 1 and make voter fraud the law of the land. You know, all the things that they're doing, they'll ban you on social media for life. They'll take your job away if you dare to question critical race theory and you're a teacher. They'll say to you that we should fly BLM flags at embassies around the nation. They'll say the number one priority of the military is protecting transgender rights. The list is so long. I just never believed, you know, in my heart of hearts. I saw it all coming, but I still never believed Jim Hansen it could ever get this bad. It would ever be allowed to get this bad.
No, and that's just it. It has gotten this bad, so let's start by acknowledging reality. It is this bad, and what we need to do now is band together, because there are somewhere north of 80 million people who at least were willing
Correct.
To vote and go
Correct.
In the right direction on this. And I think, you know, as we look going forward, there are a lot of Republican legislatures that are doing the right thing as far as election integrity. And in 2022, I think we're going to take back the House of Representatives and make the second half of Joe Biden, or actually Kamala Harris's replacement time, as miserable as possible. And then we need to make sure that we have our team fully energized for 2024. So I think we are, all of these things have happened. Everything you mentioned is painfully true. But we're not beat yet, and we've got something similar to a 5-4 majority in the Supreme Court. So I think we've got more power than we've shown. And I think now people are angry because they've seen the craziness, and they're not going to take it anymore. And so every day more people are standing up and saying absolutely not, no to the whole woke mob.
So your book is titled, we're talking to Jim Hansen, U.S. Army Special Forces veteran. Your book is entitled Winning the Second Civil War. So in your opinion, is a second civil war about to break out in this country? And if it is, when do you think this is going to happen? And you're saying without firing a shot, so you're calling a civil war, but you're saying there will not be shooting in the streets, and it won't be, you know, gray against blue, or Republican against Democrat, or, you know, liberal against conservative in the streets fighting per se. So what do you mean by a second civil war exactly? What will it look like?
I think the Fort Sumter moment was last summer during the George Floyd riots. When you have riots for months on end and hundreds of government buildings are attacked, $2 billion in damage is done, cities are burned, looted, people are beaten, dozens were killed, thousands were injured, and no one on the left wants to acknowledge that that was an actual insurrection as opposed to the three-hour riot on January 6th. So I think the Civil War began. My hope is that it never does turn into force-on-force war, but to treat it as anything but an actual war for the heart of our republic is to not take it seriously enough. And so I want people to get that mentality and then figuratively get into the battle against the woke left. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Simplest way is go to your school board meeting. You know, we didn't used to have to do that because they weren't crazy before. Well, they are now. So you got to get yourself, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, and everybody else, and go to the school board meetings and say, no, you're not going to do that to our kids. And from there, you just add, you know, different places you can go, but treat it like that is everybody's, you know, you're being recruited. I want you for the battle against the woke left.
Can you believe that, you know, after everything that happened last summer, I mean, I guess I should stop saying can you believe, because I'm sure you and I both, you know, it's kind of a rhetorical question. You and I both do believe everything that's happening. I saw it coming, and it's not a big shocker to me, but it still always is a shocker that, you know, some guy got shot again yesterday in Minneapolis, the city where all the rioting went on last year. He got shot again, black man again, pulled a gun on the police. A rapper who has a lifelong criminal history. We keep hearing the same thing again and again. It's never somebody who's like a nice person, white or black. Nice person, never did anything wrong, in medical school. Yes, officer, no officer, they shoot him dead. I'd be on the side of the protesters. But when you hear that a guy has 20 convictions His name is Smith, and he had 20 convictions. Winston Boogie Smith. Boogie, 32 years old, 20 convictions, many of them arguably for speeding and parking violations, 3 marijuana charges, aggravated robbery conviction in which his ex-girlfriend was beaten until her face was swollen and bloody. I just don't think there's anything that could make a person riot and destroy property and steal things and burn buildings to the ground because a guy would get shot who pulled a gun on police and has 20 convictions unless America is just finished and we're really headed for a bloody civil war. Because there's something wrong with this picture, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And we pay the police to shoot people dumb enough to pull a gun on them. All right, that's literally why we pay taxes, is so that happens. But what the left has done is they've taken and convinced a large swath of the population that there is this thing they invented called systemic racism. You know, institutional racism was ended 50-plus years ago. There is no place where it's legal to discriminate based on race. Well, except in the government these days. But now they invented systemic racism so that they can take something where black people have a less good outcome than white people and claim that that's due to systemic racism, which you can't find and you can't count. You only see it in a difference in statistics. And then they ignore any other possible root cause of that, which is if more people get shot by the police and more black people get shot, is that because the cops are racist? Or is it because black people are committing almost 5 times more violent crime than white people? I know what the answer is because I looked it up. I did the research.
And look, if you look around America, you know, there's a massive increase in murder, violent crime, terrible crimes. It's all in inner city neighborhoods controlled by Democrats. They happen to be black minority neighborhoods, and most of the people in them are very nice people. I go out of my way to say this on every show. But 2% of them are criminals, and we have every right to have the police arrest them or shoot them. I'm sorry. Jim Hansen, his new book, Winning the Second Civil War. Go grab a copy. Thank you, Jim. God bless.
Michael Lindell awesome is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Healthshare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place, and they've extended it again. I don't know how many of you know that, but there used to be a small window, and it was like, I think it was like mid-November through like mid-January. And then because of COVID, they expanded it to March. Then they expanded it to May. Now they've expanded it through August 15th. You're allowed to change any healthcare provider you want, health insurance provider you want, through August 15th now. And Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. It's a new. There's no networks. You choose any doctor or hospital you want, and I've saved over $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. So every time I open up my bank account and look at my bank statement, guess what? I've got an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. That's just in premiums that I've saved, and that's the minimum. It may be as high as $180,000, but I know I can quote $120,000, so I use that as the absolute bare-bones minimum that I've saved. So could you use an extra $120,000? Find out more. You got to make a phone call. You owe it to yourself. Call 855-50-AT-LIBERTY, 855-50-AT-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-50-AT-LIBERTY. So voters don't agree with Biden and the media on riots. I don't think they agree on anything. What's amazing in America is Democrats control everything. All the government employees, all the government agencies, the media, social media, the entire Silicon Valley, all the lawyers, all the courts, all the brainwashing, all of Hollywood, all the TV, all the media. It's amazing. You know, it's just, and still most people tend to be center-right in this nation. Still. Most voters aren't buying President Joe Biden's rhetoric about the January 6th riot at the Capitol, nor do they agree with the media about last summer's mostly peaceful riot nonsense. The latest Rasmussen Report's national poll finds 44% of likely U.S. voters agree with Biden that the January 6th Capitol riot was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. 41% disagree. The survey of 870 likely voters conducted by Rasmussen reports January 2nd. It's a third, and the average person doesn't agree with Biden on Black Lives Matter riots. They think it's much worse than Biden thinks. So just chalk that one up to the fact that you can try to brainwash the American people day and night, night and day, and it still doesn't work because most people still have independent minds. I keep telling you the vaccine is scary. I'm not saying don't take it. I am saying wait. I do think it's silly to rush to take the vaccine when there's so much bad information still coming in. And so Joel Kallman, head of software development for Oracle, died just days after receiving his second RNA injection for the Wuhan COVID-19 virus. March 16th, Kallman tweeted to his followers he had just received his first virus shot, was proud to have created V-Safe, a smartphone tool to remind others to get their shot. About a month later, right on schedule, he received the second Wuhan flu injection, and he subsequently died on May 25th, prompting Oracle and the mainstream media to immediately declare he died from COVID. Oh, God, they're all such liars, such propaganda. It's unbelievable what's going on in our country. You can't die from COVID after getting the COVID vaccine, can you? I didn't think you could. I guess you can. Or I guess you could die from the COVID vaccine itself. Scary stuff. Just be careful. Just take your time. There's no rush to get the COVID vaccine. Happening now, violent Minneapolis Black Lives Matter mob loots a sneaker shop, a Target, a Walgreens, a CVS, and more. It's not actually happening now, but that's the headline. It was from yesterday. I went to look at it after my interview with Christina Leyla, and I said that I didn't see it on our website. It turns out it was there. It was yesterday. Last night, late, they posted it. But the point is, a black criminal gets shot, Winston Boogie Smith, wanted on a state warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm, and after being stopped in his vehicle by law enforcement, U.S. Marshals say he produced a handgun, and he was shot dead. And the result of that is they burned down stores and they looted stores again, including a sneaker shop, a Target, a Walgreens, a CVS, and more. Makes no sense. I was out to dinner last night with some very smart businessmen, and they told me that in almost every city in America, stores are being looted in amounts of money that no one can even believe. Store owners cannot stay in business anymore. There are many of them that are about to close retail stores because all people do is walk in and walk out with all this loot without paying a penny for it. So it's just terrible what's going on in this country today. And it's all because liberal DAs and prosecutors, many of them supported with funding from George Soros. That's how they got elected. George Soros is the guy at the root of all the destruction of America and the theft of the election. And he got all these prosecutors and DAs in. Keep the music low. I want to make sure people hear me. He got all these prosecutors and DAs in who then made it not a crime, just a ticket, to steal anything up to like $995. So $1,000 or more of theft is a crime, but 900 and something is not. So they're just walking into every store, CVS, Walgreens, sneaker shops, and they're looting just under $1,000 each person. And when a gang comes in, eight people, they each loot $900 worth of stuff. They must bring calculators with them, and they make sure they don't go above $1,000. And it's just like a parking ticket at that point. Nobody can even stay in business anymore. That's what's going on in America today. Crazy, crazy stuff. And it's leading to some bad times, but I say we come out of it with a win. We're winners. See you soon. Wayne Allyn Root.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.